are listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. And I'm not going to talk about all the dating shows and Joe Millionaire or O.J. Simpson or Ilian Gonzalez or Monica Lewinsky or any of the diversions that we've seen over the last decade. I'm not going to talk about Hillary and Bill Clinton because George W. Bush is protecting them. They could already be indicted. The evidence came out in Dan Burton's committee, and it was shut down by El Presidente. We're about talking about the people behind the scenes that control our government, that set the policy, their motives, their worldview, and ways to fight them, ways to expose them, ways to defend our property rights, our borders, our Second Amendment, our sovereignty, and of course Christianity that is under attack from without and within. Those are some of the issues we cover on this show Monday through Friday, again from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. We do have Captain Ward Boston, who's dropped the biggest bombshells in the USS Liberty case. This will be our, I guess, final installment of the series. I may be having Admiral Moore on for 30 minutes on Friday. The ship that was attacked in 1967, they attempted to sink it, Israel did, under control of the U.S. government, to be blamed on Egypt. And it's just part of a systematic program of terror carried out by Western governments to be blamed on enemies. And Ward Boston's affidavits on the subject about how he was ordered to whitewash the inquiry into the USS Liberty by the president are the most incendiary, and that'll be coming up in the next hour. In this hour, well, I'm going to cover the news and get to your calls. Here's just some of the news. General enlisted's raising homes of suspected Iraqi insurgents. That is, they're blowing them up, and this will just make the Iraqis fight harder, and our government's not stupid. They know that. It is now official. Javier Solano, big UN envoy, former head of the EU, has said that they've already met with Bush and others and that they're going to hand things over to NATO, the UN, and the EU. But to do that, the Americans first have to be hated, so the UN can come in and play the part of the good cop. And that's exactly what's happening. Bombing neighborhoods is going to create more resistance, bulldozing date palms and fig tree plantations and tangerines and orange and lemon groves. Destroying and attacking innocent peasants is going to get more troops killed and create more resistance. And they know that. That's 101 out of the handbook. They're going to punish them, just like Hitler punished the British by bombing London, and, well, you saw what happened. It doesn't work. If you systematically kill millions and bomb every city and bomb every train track and just start slaughtering everyone like Stalin did to his own people, or like good old conservative Mao Zedong, because you got to be a communist to be a conservative now, so I'm a liberal. You know, this scrambled dialectic we've got going here. He killed 50 million people, and it was war against their own population. But just going around bombing some people's houses and bulldozing some groves of trees, it's gonna cause more resistance. That's coming up, folks. I haven't even scratched the surface. Wait till you hear all this news, and I'll scratch the surface and start getting into detail I'm going to scratch the surface on all these articles or a bunch of them, then I'll start detailing them. Then we'll take your calls. It's a big show. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes and 12 seconds into this first hour. Just recapping from the first segment, I do have Captain Ward Boston coming on the show. We had Admiral last week starring... And, of course, this concerns government-sponsored terrorism against their own vessels, the USS Liberty, to be blamed on political enemies. So another example of government-sponsored terrorism and the most shocking revelations, the newest revelations, with Captain Boston in the next hour. I want to talk about what happened last night, but I'm going to do that later in this hour. I went down to the LBJ Presidential Library a couple weeks ago. They had Viet Dinh, the deputy head of the Justice Department, who says he wrote the Patriot Act. That's what they billed him as, but that isn't true. Maybe he compiled it and added some stuff to it, but most of it was legislation they were unable to pass in the past because I'd read it. And then when I saw the subsections again, I said, I've seen these bills. And later they admitted that, but Viet Dinh was there. Somehow I didn't get word, didn't get to go confront him, but he was run out of Austin on a rail, basically. Last night, I'd say 7 out of 10 questions, and they took questions for about 45 minutes, were against them. There was the former head of the CIA's counterintelligence operation, Mr. Olson. There was Buck Revell, the big FBI agent, former deputy director of the FBI under Harry Clinton. And Buck Revell said, yeah, I think the Patriot Act does have some bad stuff in it. When I said, what about W199I, Bush signing the document ordering FBI not to stop al-Qaeda, he said, yeah, that should be investigated. The Olson character was scary. I mean, this guy definitely had the was on the dark side of the force, as they say, radiating evil. And he, when I confronted him, walked right up to the desk he was at and slapped down the Northwoods document in front of him. He said, this isn't real. I don't believe it. Then later I confronted him and I said, well, what have you seen all these mainstream news articles admitting it? And he said, whatever. We wouldn't do something like that. The government wouldn't kill its own people. And I said, well, what about, and I started giving him examples, and he said, I'm not going to talk to you. He denied a bunch of other stuff, too, just blatant stuff. And then later backtracked and admitted that the CIA had created bin Laden. And tonight on my TV show, I'm going to air about 30 minutes of the questions, and it's an hour show, so I'll just have time to play the questions, have their comment, then make my comment about their lies. I mean, just Buck Revell was lying left and right. Olson was lying left and right. Buck Revell, though, was better than Olson. And I had somebody walk up to me from the Libertarians, a real nice fella. He's a big constitutional expert. In fact, I think he has constitution.org, the website. And he walked up at the end and kind of confronted me and said, you know, your tactics don't work of trying to get him to talk to us. And I said, what are you talking about? Everybody was asking serious questions. They wouldn't answer them. They would sidestep the questions. We're here to confront them. We're here to let them know that we know what they're up to and what they're doing. I mean, people need to understand this, that basically that was a protest, a guerrilla protest yesterday. And after they took the first 10 questions and they were all negative about the Patriot Act, about the government carrying out September 11th, suddenly the general, there was a general who's at UT, this guy looked like Darth Vader as well, he kept going to his students up in the top. So for the last 15 minutes of the questions, he was only going to his students who were all kind of bivouacked in a big covey or gaggle together with these simpering, mindless questions. I know that they were his students because later they all came down and were fawning after him. And he goes, oh, it's so good to see all my students here. But they looked like deer in the headlights by the time they were done. And by the way, I was watching Buck Revell. This is the former deputy director of the FBI. And he was a liaison to the CIA. That's why he was there for this Homeland Security Part 2. The last one was about the Patriot Act and how it's the best thing since sliced bread. I've since seen the video of it. And so we've got Buck Revell up there, and I'm sitting there in the front row. And this is stadium seating in this conference hall. So I'm right down at eye level with him, about 4 feet from him, okay? Because it's, you know, just a teaching lectern and desk right down there at the bottom. And Buck Revell is reading Patriot Act 2 analysis off Infowars.com. I even got video of him, and he read it for an hour, for about 45 minutes while the others were babbling incoherently about the police state. So I guess somebody at the meeting must have given it to him, or maybe he brought it with him. I don't know, but we're certainly having an effect. And then I confronted Buck Revell about, certainly you heard they're going after topless bars now with the Patriot Act. And I said, I'm no fan of topless bars, but come on, that's not terrorism. And he said, yeah, it's being misused. I know. So at least, and Buck Revell's bad news, folks, you know, involved in the cover-up of Oklahoma City. I've seen him in a lot of TV shows demonizing patriot groups. But at least Buck Revell was having to give lip service. I guess that's because his boss, Al Gore's been out speaking out against the Patriot Act, so it's some type of partisanship or something. I don't know. But we're certainly having an effect. But I'll talk about it a little bit more later and go over the bios of these guys, because it was very interesting and the things they had to say. I've been trying to collect my thoughts of all the lies. At the time they were talking, I was just amazed by all of it. But Olson, Olson was just incredibly arrogant, and he had 10 lies for every one of Buck Revell's lies. All right, let me get into the news here. GIs razing, that means destroying, crushing them down to the ground, homes of suspected Iraqi insurgents. So I guess you're cluster bombed until proven guilty or innocent. To Crete, Iraq, in a tactic reminiscent of Israeli crackdowns in the West Bank and Gaza, the U.S. military has begun destroying the homes of suspected guerrilla fighters in Iraq's Sunni Triangle, evacuating women and children, then leaving their houses with leveling their houses with heavy weaponry. And they come through bullhorning them to pull out. They've got 5 minutes. At least 15 homes have been destroyed in Crete as part of what has been dubbed Operation Ivy Cyclone 2, including four leveled Sunday by tanks and Apache helicopters that allegedly belong to suspects in the November 7th downing of a Black Hawk helicopter that killed six Americans. Okay, I predict that the 50-something troops we've seen killed in the last 2 weeks, I'm predicting that number is going to double, or close to that, 90 to 100 troops in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to, and you know what, if they do more of this, then it's going to be 200 or 180 dead troops. And they do more of this, it's going to be 300, 400 every 2 weeks. And believe me, the government knows exactly what this is going to do. Again, having them all over the country, bulldozing lemon plantations and bulldozing tangerine plantations and bulldozing olive and dates. This is enraging the Iraqis, and I'm reading the reports, the eyewitnesses, Reuters, AP, the stuff you never see on the nightly news. There are people who are saying, I never would have fought the Americans. Saddam killed my brother, but now I'm going to kill me some Americans. I mean, this stuff does not work, folks. It's like that line from Red Dawn where the guerrilla hunter arrives from the Soviet Union, and you know, he says to them, they're fighting these insurgents, you know, in this fictitious Sovietization of America, and the Soviet says, you know, if a fox comes and kills your chickens, do you kill your pig to punish the fox? No, you don't. Look, our government knows this isn't going to work. But again, it's official. Javier Solano said, I've met with Bush, met with Powell. It's official. They're going to transfer over to us, and we're going to allow the elections and give them the food and put the power back on, and then everybody will be nice and sweet like the Iraqis were at first. And then they'll go, oh, see how good the UN is. See how bad America is. Now, you've been listening, folks, most of you, since before the war, and you know I told you exactly what would happen. Atrocities, fire troops against people, massive resistance, UN within 1 year coming in as the savior. I'm not bragging, ooh, I'm so smart. The point is, I understand these people, okay? That's all I'm trying to get across here, is that we understand the game plan. Family members at one of the houses in the village of Al-Hawid said that they were given 5 minutes to evacuate before soldiers opened fire. The destruction of the homes is part of a sharp crackdown of insurgents in the so-called Sunni Triangle, where guerrillas have downed at least two U.S. helicopters, one a Chinook in Valjala on November 2nd, killing 16 U.S. soldiers, and the other November 7th, downing of a Black Hawk on Saturday. Two more helicopters crashed after one of them may have been fired upon, killing 17. And the numbers just go up and up and up and up. So, talk about a horrible tactic. This is it. What's coming up when we get back? Oh, yes. We've got a lot of it. Brazil, U.S. eyeing the free trade of the Americas, and they're meeting in Miami, and this is out of the Miami Herald. I also have a News 10 article. Armored personnel carriers patrol quiet, empty downtown streets. That's your free country, folks. Armored vehicles driving around. So we're going to get into that. Lawyers and civil liberties groups condemn jury curbs. They're getting rid of juries in England, folks. Thumbs pay at some stores. USA Today about thumb scanners going in nationwide. UN group seeks control of the Internet. They already have control. Now they're just announcing it to you. Okay, that's some of what's coming up. There's also a bunch of thought crime news here in the U.S. and in England. They're now going to arrest people if they put ads in the paper saying single white male seeking single white female. That's racism. You will be arrested.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about Collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, "What have you done?" And just tell them I went on Collagenate. I have been on Collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. Why don't you see what Collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've talked a lot about where free speech is in England. In the name of protecting everyone, if you say that you don't agree with homosexuality, if you say the word homosexual, according to the BBC, and the statements by Scotland Yard Diversity Unit head, you can be arrested and spend a couple years in prison. And, well, now if you put an ad in the newspaper saying single white male seeking single white female, that's being investigated for arrest because you're saying you're white. You're saying you want a white person. And now, obviously, if you're black and you want a black person, or you're Indian, you want an Indian, or you're Laotian, you want a Laotian, that's going to be okay. This is always selectively enforced. But see, that's racist, and I predicted, folks, that it's going to get to that point. If you're a white person who marries a white woman within 20, 30 years, they're going to come question you. Social workers are, is this part of a racist secret agenda? And people thought I was joking. No, I can see all the indicators, all the insanity, and I know where it's going. And it looks like it's happening faster than I thought. So I'll get to that article, too, but think about the fact that the Free Trade Group of the Americas is going to be meeting this weekend, and they've got all these federal forces there. They're already arresting protesters who are peaceable. This is from Channel 10. Armored personnel carriers patrol quiet, empty downtown streets. Police command center coordinate 40 agencies. See, all about training and coordinating, and over the weekend they had dozens of operations at schools and churches and government buildings for terror attack, with role players playing the part of victims of chemical, biological, radiological, conventional weapons. The feds come in with troops at almost every event we've seen in person and in news articles we've read, and the military's there directing it, just helping, and they admit they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, but it's for your safety. The first day of the Free Trade Area of the Americas Convention, again, it goes through all this week, through this weekend, was relatively quiet, but there was still a large police presence in downtown Miami. Several hundred officers patrolled the mostly empty streets on Monday. The city even rolled out its fleet of armored personnel carriers in the ghost town. A command center for police operations has been set up at the City of Miami Police Headquarters. There, city and police leaders can keep constant watch with all their federally installed cameras on downtown and coordinate the 40 agencies that are working together to keep the peace. So, more than a dozen city, state, and county and federal agencies are patrolling just the waters of Biscayne Bay and the Atlantic. There have been talk that some protesters may try to shut down the port of Miami by either tying themselves to the anchor lines of cargo ships or by forming chains on the water. So far, there have been no incidents. Keeping the peace, armored vehicles rolling around on the quiet streets, police in black ski masks, black helmets, huge trudgeons, guns loaded with dowels and rubber bullets and basically broomsticks. And that's your peace. We were bringing you peace. Cameras in your neighborhood. Thumb scanners going in to buy and sell. As talks to implement the Free Trade Area of the Americas opened Monday, Brazil and the United States appeared to be on the friendlier terms and moving towards a scaled-down version of the proposed pact. The negotiations, co-hosted by the U.S. and Brazil, aim to create a 34-nation free trade bloc. You thought NAFTA was good. You're going to enjoy this. That would cover all the countries of the Western Hemisphere except Cuba. On Monday, trade negotiations from the two countries discussed in very general terms a la carte proposal that would allow each country to pick and choose its level of involvement in some of the more contentious issues. And it gets into getting rid of borders, merging the money systems, everything. Having a unified ID card accepted everywhere. Legalizing all the illegals that are here, that's what's happening. We're going to come back after this break in a long segment that's coming up. If you want to join us on air on any of these issues I've mentioned, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And then, UN Group seeks control of the Internet. Thumbs pay at some stores. USA Today, how wonderful thumb scanning to buy and sell is. Lawyers and civil liberties groups condemn jury curbs. They get rid of juries in England. And, yeah, you tell somebody you're seeking a single white female and you're white, That may be racist code. Arrest may need to be made. You'll go along with it, won't you? You're not racist, are you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 27 minutes, we'll be joined by Captain Ward Boston, who's dropped some of the biggest bombshells, no pun intended, concerning the USS Liberty tragedy and cover-up of government-sponsored terror. And of course, we'll be joined by Tito Howard again as we do this series trying to expose government-sponsored terror. Because this is such a great example because it shows where government's caught red-handed killing their own people to blame it on their political enemies. And it was the U.S. government running this, make no mistake. The evidence is clear. So that's coming up in the next hour. We'll go to your calls here in a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to Wesley and others here in a few minutes. Coming up, you can't write that on your blackboard. Lovely pub landlady Diane Prestige advertised to meet a single white male and was accused of racism. So that's coming up, folks. Now, again, they have arrested members of the media and others if you say the word homosexual. This is BBC. They're passing similar laws here. You think I'm joking? They rule a word to be offensive and hateful, then you can't say it. They're already training your children. They can't say the word gun or write it, even as high school seniors in English class. They're being trained certain words you can't say. Unless it's the television, it can say it all at once. But if you say it, why, you must be guilty. And they, yesterday it was the Ananova article about the brain scanners. They want to put us in brain scanners and, you know, see if we're racist. The MRI can tell if we're racist. It's just total quackery. But, and folks, I got a bunch of political correct news. I mean, it's not even political correct. It's mind control. But before I get to all this other news and your calls, I do want to remind the listeners that I have made 10, count them 10, thank the Lord, 10 full-length feature documentary films. And because of you out there getting them, purchasing them, making copies of them, airing them on Access Television, it has had an absolutely massive effect. But I know a lot of you haven't gotten the videos. They're impressive, they're dynamic, they're informative, they're entertaining, they're terrifying. You'll know the history of the New World Order, how they carry out terror, how they're taking over your national parks with the UN, how they're brainwashing your children, the lies of the Patriot Act. I mean, there's just so much in these videos. The newest video is Matrix of Evil, and it's got Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself, and others. It's 2 hours, 10 minutes long, full of documents, video clips, solutions, people taking action, Ron Paul talking about how those that believe in world government running Washington, engineering world depression. We've got Cynthia McKinney talking about political assassinations and the government, 9/11, government-run white slavery rings, Colonel Craig Roberts on the police state, on government-sponsored terror, on the Second Amendment, Frank Morales, police state expert on posse comitatus, the drug war. It's ridiculous, folks, what's all the stuff that's in these videos. I mean, you really need to have them. The new one is Matrix of Evil, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. So get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about September 11th, the history of government-sponsored terror and the globalist master plan. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Just too much to describe this two-hour, 40-minute film. It's really three or four films in one. Get three or more of any of the films, and they drop down to $20 a piece from $25.95. The new book is Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order by Paul Watson. It's excellent. $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift. People are waking up when they see these videos. And if you'll just get the videos and make copies and spread the word, it will have an effect. We can defeat this, but you got to get moving and understand that we can resist the globalist. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cards. Or call toll-free, and the number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Infowars.com to order, or 888-253-3139. Take action. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee, then I'll get back into this news. Wesley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I do appreciate it, Alex.
You don't have to thank me for taking your call. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not Sean Hannity. It's not a privilege to be on my show, Wesley. I just want you to know that.
No, I know that, but it's I have to blame my mom and dad. It's just politeness, that's all.
No, it is. I understand, but I hear this. You're not doing it, but I... By the way, I just got to say this because before I forget, and then I'll let you talk. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Mr. 100 Oxycontin heroin head a day, that's what it is, synthetic heroin, who said over and over again, I heard him hundreds of times, arrest anybody, put kids who have one marijuana cigarette in prison. This guy came back and how thankful he was and how he's learned and how he's not a liberal now, though. I mean, you know what? You know what? Again, that guy deserves to go to prison for 10 years because that's what he do to somebody else. I want Rush Limbaugh to go to prison. Where's the police arresting him? It's disgusting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, at least your audience don't gleefully call themselves ditto heads.
That's what I was thinking of. Go ahead. I'll quit interrupting.
That's not much of a compliment, you know, when you stop and think about it, to identify yourself as a non-thinking ditto head. But anyway, I've got three things I'm going to bounce off you. I'm going to string them together and then get the heck off the line here and let you come back with some comments. The first one is regarding your first video called Police State 2000.
Actually, the first video is America Destroyed by Design.
Is it? Okay, I'm sorry.
That's the second video. You're right. Go ahead.
All right. Now, I showed it to my next-door neighbor. I have the other videos. I have two and three, but I just showed him part one, and after he was done with Police State 2000, he called me up and said, I've watched the video. What's changed since that video was made? And all I could tell him is if anything, it's gotten worse. That's the first comment. The second thing is a lesson I learned. I will never, ever make the mistake of calling a dark-skinned person again an African-American. I think it was probably the third or fourth time I used the term and a dark-skinned person, and the comeback I got was the following. First of all, I'm not Negro. Second of all, I'm not connected to the African continent. I'm a Cuban American.
And yeah, most of the black folks I know are sick of all these labels. They're Americans. They're human beings.
Right.
But that's this hyphenated American stuff. It's meant to divide us.
It is. It's divisive. It doesn't ameliorate the situation. All it does is it's inflammatory, and it's just it's an argument waiting to happen.
Okay, what else is on your mind?
Now, the last one is a serious question. This is not a joke, question or anything. I don't understand this business of homophobic. I always was led to believe when I was in college that a phobia was a fear, and I'm not afraid of homosexuals. I just have a distaste for them and their tactics, and I would be a lot happier if they would just go back into the closet where they were before.
Is that your question?
Yeah, I mean, what the heck? What is a homophobic? I mean, where does this stuff come from?
That's a very good question. Thanks for the call, Leslie.
Thank you.
And then we're going to go to Susan and a bunch of David and Yvonne and Regina and others. And thanks for the call, Wesley, that's an important question. Okay, look, until like 1969, I believe, homosexuality, and again, that's just the medical term. Heterosexual has sex with the opposite sex. Homosexual has sex with the same sex. Just a scientific term, okay? Like Negro, Anglo, whatever. Like Africa or America or Asia or the moon, Mercury, Venus. It's just a term for something. It's in the medical books. But the reason they want to ban the word homosexual and use the word gay, which means happy. You know, you read an old book, it was a beautiful, sunny, gay day. I frolicked gaily by the meadow, by the river, and, you know, whatever. Now those terms don't mean the same thing. So it's Orwellian. It's the change of the language. The reason they want to ban using the word homosexual, because it still has those connotations, they say, like the word, you know, shrink does or something for a psychiatrist. Because it was listed in medical books that homosexuality was a deviant behavior because it wasn't natural. And now they found different brain structures in gay men. And then, you know, that's because of all the, you know, you give your young baby soy milk, it's full of estrogen. I mean, the brain isn't going to develop. There really is some science to that. Our men are being emasculated by the formula. That's why they can show you areas of the brain. And of course, some of the first studies of the hypothalamus and all that, those were guys who died of AIDS, where it shrinks when you have that. So there's a lot of fraud involved, too. But, I mean, there's a reason our 10-year-old daughters have giant breasts and our young boys are running around like little girls. Because all the estrogen in the plastics that we drink out of, in the food, and in that formula. So mothers, stop it. Go out and buy goat's milk if you have to. Don't give your child a bunch of soy trash. Side issue. I got a bunch of calls, bunch of news to get to here. The point I'm trying to make is that the word homosexual was just a scientific term, but they said homosexuality was deviant and was a mental illness, which it obviously is a deviant, folks. Okay, I mean, just because they can find, you know, the one animal that might be doing something with another animal, again, that's not what we're designed for. You know, they can point at animals in the animal kingdom, rarely, you know, doing some of that business, and so they say, oh, it's normal. And so they got it taken out of the medical definition of the American Psychological Association and other groups in the late 60s. And now the American Psychological Association 3 years ago said that pedophilia is good. I don't agree with that. Remember Dr. Laura read where they said that sex with children was good for the children? Remember that? And she read it and got boycotted by the, quote, gay community who's out there recruiting and basically is a pedophile front in many cases. That's why people are so disgusted. I never really talked about it on the air until they started trying to recruit in the schools and every TV show was about it. I mean, it's obvious. And the globalists like it because it breaks up the family and gets down the birth rate in the Western world. But again, there's a lot of, it's a big question. So they tried to turn that around. They tried to say, okay, see, it's the Soviet style system of if you don't agree with something we're doing, you're mentally ill. So they said it's, you're not mentally ill if you have sex with the same sex, but if you don't like that, if you don't like a man hitting on you, if you're a man, or a woman hitting on you if you're a woman. I talk to women and men all the time. It's happening to everybody. I've been in the gym and had guys come over and hit on me. You know, if you don't like it, I mean, I know women, you know, back when I was dating, a lot of them would get mad if you came over and, you know, hey, let's go out on a date. But imagine having a guy come over to you and you know, asking you questions. It's disgusting. I'm not attracted to you. I like women. Do you understand? So that's what's happened. They're trying to say we're mentally ill because we won't accept their deviancy. All right, let's talk to Susan. Susan, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Alex, I just wanted to let you know, I was on the Internet over the weekend. I do a lot of eBaying, and they have a subliminal messaging. Well, you know what I'm saying. Messenger system in there. I click on an item to look at it closer, and when I would go back to the main list, a message would flash up just a split second. And for like the first 10 times, I noticed the color. And there was something, you know, I knew that there was something there, but I just, I didn't.
Well, for those that don't know, in the colleges, they teach that billboards, advertisement, beer commercials, cigarette commercials are the worst in print, are full of subliminals. You may have been watching a pop-up window that pops up at the first screen, then is placed behind the main screen browser, but I don't know if eBay does that. I'm not a big eBay person. Or it may have been subliminals. I don't know.
There wasn't anything behind my browser. I looked. And the more I did it, the more I paid attention, and it said, and this is silly, I guess, but it said, drink your favorite soft drink. And then yesterday it was a different one that
I couldn't. Well, that's big news. You need to contact a media in your area. You need to go in and show the reporter that, the local media reporter, and that should be national news.
All right.
You're saying it was a soft drink commercial.
Yeah, but it wasn't a specific soft drink commercial. It was drink your favorite soft drink.
Yeah, that sounds like They Live, where you put the sunglasses on, consume.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks a million for the call. Great call, Susan. Please follow up on that. I'll try to check it out. I'm trying to go quicker because we got guests coming up. David in Kentucky. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, turn your radio off. Okay, put him on hold. I'm going to beg people to turn their radios off. It's weird. I'll say turn your radio off. Go ahead, David. Are you there?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I tried to get out of the room.
Right,
I called you last week about the movie The Gathering I want you to watch. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Okay, but anyway, if you have the network WPBM as a religious channel on cable or satellite, I want you to catch that Saturday night.
And what's it called?
Well, the Gathering, I already taped that myself. It was on Saturday night, but this Saturday night, the moment after, is supposed to come on, and I believe you need to catch that movie and watch it. It's supposed to be like the second part of The Gathering. Two FBI agents are looking for the answers. People are disappearing off the earth, and the guy's walking around with machine guns, and there's two FBI agents investigating it.
But you see what the message is. When the men in black ski masks come around, that means the rapture's at hand, but the rapture wasn't at hand in Nazi Germany or in the Soviet Union.
That's right.
Do you want to add anything else, David?
The only thing about what you were talking about.
Well, stay there. Just stay there.
Okay,
I'll come back to you.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Let's try to get as many of these calls in as we can because we got guests coming up. Go ahead, David, Kentucky. Finish up your comments.
Okay, you were talking about homosexuals a while ago. I had two homosexual friends, and I actually still do have a couple other ones. Basically, I don't have a problem with them, but Anyway, these two close ones that I know, two close friends that are a couple, and actually just live right down the street from me. I DJed a Halloween party for them on Halloween night, and they said a lot of things about me that wasn't true to the crowd. They kind of got back to me. So I'm basically done with those two guys because they've stabbed me in my back, and I've been around them long enough to see that they don't act normal. And I do believe that I do believe you were born that way, Alex. It's genetically encrypted into your body when you're born.
That's not genetic. It's cultural. It's a lot of different things, and it's also all the estrogen being pumped into the young children. Thanks for the call.
Okay, man.
I appreciate it. Let's talk to Yvonne in Colorado. Yvonne, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm recording your radio programs almost every day.
Well, thank you.
And I gave a copy of your 911 Road to Tyranny to our city council, who mandated putting fluoride in our water, and we've been fighting it for 3 years. So I like the end part on your 911 Dissent to Tyranny, well, the 911 Road to Tyranny, about the fluoride storing in the bones. I'm preparing a lawsuit against the city for poisoning our water. Second of all, we have a transport system, the bus system in Fort Collins, and I got their annual report for dial-a-ride and transport, you know, because they took my cars away. They were seized, just like the one in your video, okay, 7 years ago. That's how long these seizures have been going on. But in these bus systems, I'm going to read you just a little section about global positioning satellite system is used to provide the time and latitude and longitude of the vehicle to the onboard vehicle computer system.
Yeah, they put stuff in buses all over the country 5-6 years ago. They're going in the police cars, everything. That way the enforcers will make you do it. Here in Austin, the buses have cameras on them now, inside of them watching you. It's all about control.
Well, is the same thing as they say here, the automatic vehicle locator system sends signals from the onboard vehicle computer through AT&T wireless connection to a computer system in the transport dial-a-ride facility. The information is then entered automatically into the database and displayed on the dispatch computer.
Yeah, it's a tracking system, yes.
So how can we get away from it? First they take your cars, and then they put in another system for collecting money, and they use a magnetic strip card.
Yeah, it's all about getting you in the cashless society. Thanks for the call, Yvonne, and please keep up the good work. Folks like you are going to save this country. Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
First off, I have a question. Is it not illegal to block a lane of traffic?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, right now, as I see, there is a Austin police officer on motorcycle blocking a lane of traffic on a overpass bridge over I-35. Just south, right before you hit Utah.
And he's radaring, correct?
He's radaring, and there are four...
Yeah, I see it all the time. They'll block a whole lane with pleasure for hours and sit there and radar because they could care less about making more traffic.
Four police cruisers on the northbound I-35 in a traffic waiting for him to radio them, and then they are taking off after the people who are speeding.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's every time I get in a traffic jam, it's a bus just sitting there with no one on it. It's amazing. Thanks for the call, Pat. Carl and Regina, we'll get to your calls during this interview. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available in each.